Welcome back to Wisconsin Michigan Road Trip. This is Patrick Burley, and today I'm lucky enough to be at Forgotten Fire Winery, and I'm sitting here with Katie Wagner, the event coordinator. How's it going?
It's going good. Pat, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I absolutely love coming out to the winery here. It's just a few miles from the dealership, so a lot of times we'll take test drives by and the parking lot's loaded with cars. What is happening here these days?
Oh my gosh, so much. Anything from bus trips that we've been doing recently. We've been partnering with a local food truck, Tasty Traveler, on doing dinners. We actually have one tonight, which is going to be great. And then concert season's coming up here pretty quick with local musicians and local charities grilling out for those as well as an opportunity to raise funds for their causes.
Very cool. You know, and you say with the food trucks, there is a family atmosphere. I noticed I'd brought my father out here on a number of occasions, and it was hard to get him away from here because not only did he know the songs, he loved the songs, but the food, the camaraderie. Do you get that a lot here?
We do. I'll admit my parents also enjoy coming out here, not only because my brother and myself work here and, you know, family works here, but because this is just a really great atmosphere to bring friends and family, and then just enjoy yourselves, have a drink or two. And even if you don't drink, we do have NA options that we make in-house too with our root beer and lemon lime soda. So it's always a blast.
Wow. And that's crazy you say that, because I wanted to talk about that root beer. Oh. Last time I was out here, it was kind of the hot deal. So you get a lot of people asking for that too?
We do. We get a lot of requests for our root beer. And it's just such a great root beer. I'll admit I'm spoiled now, where I have a hard time drinking other root beer because this one's so good, and I'll try somebody else's and I'm like, oh, this is just me.
We get a lot of people that do road trips and they hit various wineries and tourism spots, but when they come in here, what are the new hot flavors?
Gosh, we are doing all kinds of fun stuff. We just started doing flights now, which is a new kind of portable idea, kind of tasting out of portable, I suppose, because you're going to be drinking it here. When we do guided samplings, you're tied to the bar. You hear us wine slingers just talking about it, kind of thing. So that's more if you're wanting to learn more about us and our products, where the flights are nice for people who kind of know what they like. And want to go sit outside on our picnic tables, because we have several picnic tables to use outside.
I noticed you have a lot of picnic tables this year.
Yeah, lots of picnic tables. Revamped it a little bit, but yeah, and then doing some bourbon barrel aging things. We've been doing that for a few years, but we actually just got a load of bourbon barrels from Driftless Glen Distillery. Shout out to you guys.
Wow.
Yeah, we're rolling out the barrels this afternoon, so it's pretty great.
I can actually see where I'm seated right now. I can see your production area. Is that part of the tour?
We do, yeah. Saturdays on the hour or by request, we'll do tours of our production area, give you a little history of the winery itself or the staff members. Depending on who you ask, it could be a long tour, it could be a short tour. It just really depends on the person talking.
with that in mind, for our out-of-town listeners, we're going to be offering a lot of this information to people that travel the area, hence the road trip. Give me a quick snapshot of what the Forgotten Fire idea is about.
Oh, yeah. So if you don't know about the Peshtigo Fire, it happened October 8th, 1871, which was crazily the same day as the Chicago Fire, right? So everybody remembers the Great Chicago Fire. But nobody remembers that we had one that was significantly worse up here in the North Woods that was far more devastating. It's still considered America's most disastrous forest fire. And we have a great museum with some artifacts from back in the day depicting some of that stuff. But yeah, if I'm correct on the numbers, it was like 1.5 million acres worth of damage. It jumped the bay into Door County.
That's insane.
Lots of fatalities.
I've seen a lot of pictures from that era, and it's scary. I mean,
it is, yeah.
But I see you guys turn that around, so Peshtigo's on the map.
We did, yeah. We kind of tied into the history of the town and with the winery, and I mean, it's just catchy, Forgotten Fire, you know. And then you get that kind of, hey, how'd you get that name? And then you can just give the history lesson and things like that, and it's really kind of cool. And I'm a big history buff, so I love being able to give
me kind of like just walking into the encyclopedia. Hey, one question for you. With the road trip in mind, I had heard through the grapevine you guys have a another spot over on the other side of the bay.
We do.
What's the name of that?
So that's Lake Fire Winery over in Bailey's Harbor, right on 57. We just opened that one up last year, so June We'll be celebrating 1 year over there. And over the last year, we've been working on trying to get them their own wine list. So there are some things that are located over at Lake Fire that are not available here at Forgotten Fire and vice versa.
Very cool.
Yeah, so highly recommend going over there.
Is that like as you're coming in to the Door County area?
Okay. Yep, right in, right on 57, right as you're coming into Bailey's Harbor. And I guess it is the only winery on the lake in Door County that you can go sit outside and have a beverage while looking over the beautiful Lake Michigan. And yeah, it's just gorgeous. And Bailey's Harbor's beautiful.
I've noticed out here now, I'm looking out the window and I see, you know, you guys are going to have tents and areas for people, bands, etc. But you guys have cleared a lot of areas, so you have motorhomes and stuff come right in here, right?
Yeah, we're a Harvest Host location. So we can have RVs or campers come and spend the night in our parking lot. It's a really cool program to utilize. If you've never heard of it before, I think it's just harvesthost.com, I believe, is the website. Okay. And yeah, hop on there. Subscription's only like $100 a year. And you get you can stay at breweries, distilleries, wineries, farms, museums, and golf courses, right? Yeah,
golfing too.
Yeah. Shout out to Schwitty's Farms as well. They're a Harvest Host location too, and yeah, they're pretty great. So it's nice when we're full, we can still have people stay in the Peshtigo area. Just be like, oh yeah, just go to Schwitty's.
That's so cool, and you have all the local flavors. I know. I thought I heard you guys were going to do some pairing.
Yes.
With
excited with Klima's. We're doing a cheese and wine pairing next week. Yes, and I'm so excited. I love doing these pairing dinners because it challenges our staff too with our wine knowledge of what goes with what kind of thing. And Jake, our winemaker, is fantastic with just his knowledge in general. But yeah, Klima's has wonderful products, and we are so excited to work with them to do this wine pairing that we're doing next week. So April 25th through the 27th.
Jake, march on some of the grapes, do some Guns N' Roses. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, we get the juice into our production area. We don't get the full grapes in. Okay. As cool as that would be, I would totally get on some grape stomping. But no, we just get the juice in, and then Jake and Isaac go nuts and get the fermentation process going and get it into tanks and then into your bellies after.
It's amazing. I think people are going to freak. If you've never toured a winery, if you've never had a taste in this direction, come and check this out. I am absolutely blown away. And Wisconsin-Michigan road trip, we're giving you the best of the best, the places to go and the people to know. So with yourself, Katie, and your crew here, we really appreciate your time today. Any parting words for our road tripping people?
We're just looking forward to seeing you guys over the summer. We're just come on in, do some sampling, say hi, and I'm all game for a high five. If you hear my voice on the radio, be like, I heard you on the radio. I'll take a high five.
High five it is. Very cool. Well, thanks for your time today. We'll be giving updates throughout the summer here at Wisconsin-Michigan Road Trip. And keep on driving, people. Turn that music up and stay loose.